This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Russian President Vladimir Putin today spoke to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and strongly condemned the terror attack in Pahalgam in India. During the telephonic conversation, Mr. Putin conveyed his deepest condolences on the loss of innocent lives and expressed full support to India in the fight against terrorism. He emphasized that the perpetrators of the heinous attack and their supporters must be brought to justice. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said both leaders reiterated their commitment to further deepen the special and privileged strategic partnership between the two countries. In yet another strong step against Pakistan, in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack, India has stanched the flow of water through the Baglihar Dam on the Chenab River. Our correspondent reports, following through its decision not to allow a single drop going to the neighbouring country from the Indus group of rivers, India cut off the water flow. India is also planning similar measures at the Kishan Ganga Dam on the Jhelum River. Pakistani hackers have targeted the Indian Defence website. According to different sources, Pakistan Cyber Force has claimed that the group has allegedly gained access to sensitive data from the Indian Military Engineering Service and Manohar Parikar Institute of Defence Studies and Analysis. This claim suggests that attackers may have compromised personal information related to defence persons, including the login credentials. In addition to this data breach, it has also been reported that the group has also attempted to deface the official website of Armoured Vehicle Nigam Limited by using the Pakistan flag and Al Khalid tank. As a precautionary measure, the website of Armoured Vehicle Nigam Limited has been taken offline. Cybersecurity experts and agencies are actively monitoring the cyberspace to detect any cyber attacks. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Speaker of House of Representatives of Japan, Fukushiro Nukaga, in New Delhi today, along with his parliamentary colleagues and business delegation. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he thanked Mr. Nukaga for the expression of solidarity and support on the Pahalgam terrorist attack. They agreed to develop the agenda of increasing talent exchanges, enhancing business linkages, and building technology partnerships. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah is chairing a meeting to review the implementation of new criminal laws in New Delhi. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Saxena, Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and Delhi Home Minister Ashish Sood are present in the meeting. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, conducted searches at 10 locations in Rajasthan, Haryana and Delhi to probe the 2024 Neem Rana Hotel firing attack linked to Canada-based Khalistani terrorist Arsh Dalla. NIA investigations revealed Dalla's associates used terror and violence to raise funds for the banned Khalistani outfits. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today held a bilateral meeting with his Japanese counterpart General Nakatani in New Delhi. Both the ministers reviewed the defence and security pillars of India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership. They reaffirmed their commitment towards strengthening the bilateral relations and contributing towards regional peace. Union Minister and senior BJP leader Bhupendra Yadav today accused Congress of doing vote bank politics on the issue of Waqf Amendment Act. Addressing the Minorities Intellectuals Meet in New Delhi, Mr. Yadav said Congress had no concrete opinion on Waqf Amendment Bill when it was brought in the Parliament. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman met Asian Development Bank ADB President Masato Kanda during the 58th ADB annual meeting at Milan in Italy today. During the meeting, the finance minister reiterated that India focuses on private sector-led economic growth and has been consistently creating a conducive policy and regulatory ecosystem through bold initiatives for greater ease of doing business. On the second day of the Khelo India Youth Games, several competitions related to Kabaddi, archery and Gatka were held. In girls' category football, Tamil Nadu defeated Bihar by 2-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.